Well, it's that time again. I always know 6 minutes after the hour, and that's noon. For those of you who are masticating in Central Time, we talked about the term last hour. Don't act so shocked. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Those of you who are eating now, we thank you for dialing us in. And after you're done eating, get you some Vitamira. I'm telling you what, the cloves in this stuff, in this toothpaste, it's zinc plus, and it's just phenomenal. First time I used it, I'm like, oh my God, this stuff is really strong. But it works. Hey, what can I say? You know, Vitamira, that's what we're using it here, and that's what's good. Works. And it's an alternative, too, to the other junk that you buy in the stores, which I really don't have a preference for. And you'll find out when you look at the back of the label, when, you know, those of you who don't do your research, you got to understand, look at the back of the labels and see what kind of garbage is in them, what kind of preservatives, and then look at the more natural products. A lot of you, I know, probably already are shopping the health food stores, but you can shop the Power Mall, too, because we got a lot of great products on there. And it helps support the show, too. It keeps voices like me out there speaking the truth in my libertarian mode. And I don't have to be the El Rushbo with my non-nicotine stained fingers. Nope. We have lots and lots of news today. So much news. It's unbelievable. Mickey Willis, who is a, this is according to Mercola's website. And I've talked to Judy Mikovits before. David Martin, who we talked about in the last hour with Chad, documented and tracked white collar crime for decades. And David Martin invented technologies that help trace the flow of funding. And so he knows all about Echo Health Alliance and Barrick and Ralph Barrick at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. It's very, very difficult. It's called cognitive dissonance. Remember that term. Write it down if you have to. Cognitive dissonance. This is where somebody tells you something and it's like, oh, it's so overwhelming. I can't digest this. And the mind rejects it. Well, you know, it's like, why would my government kill me? I'm a productive, good little Joe the plumber. Why would the government want to kill me? Well, you know, especially if you're a senior citizen, and go look at where the target audience is of the jab. If you're a senior citizen and they eliminate 40% or 50% of the senior citizens in America, look at all the Social Security and all the Medicare and all the health care benefits they don't have to pay. Amazing how that works, isn't it? Another way to, and all the less people they have to control, because it's usually all the people that have, silver hair like me, they're the ones who are complaining the most. And if you even mention something with, you know, this is the sad thing about, you know, welfare for seniors. It's actually, no, you earned it. I used to think like that. I used to think Social Security was welfare for seniors, but we actually earned that and you're entitled to it. But for just how long? The last time I was with in a private luncheon with Congressman Greg Stube of Florida, and I walked up to him after the thing, and I says, "Hey, what is going on with this thing? Is it that insolvent?" I said, "I remember a long time ago talking to Gary North, who was Reagan's economic advisor, and Gary told me flat out over in a phone conversation that he said this whole thing is nothing but a Ponzi scheme, and this is somebody who was an advisor to President Reagan, a senior economic advisor. So when you start hearing these kind of rumblings, and you think, well, look. This stuff, I don't care how many trillions of dollars they throw at it. We are all still in the negative. And if the government has no intention of paying our bills or paying the money back that it borrows from the private banks, and don't even get me started on fractionalized banking. I know you know where I'm going with that. When we're talking about David Martin and all of this funding that's going on right now, Senator Ron Paul, former Senator Ron Paul and Ron Johnson from Wisconsin actually were explained by David Martin what was going on. And when they start having their senior staff members looking up all the patents and they say, hey, David Martin is right. This is wrong. We need to hold Dr. Anthony Mengele, Fauci, we need to hold him liable. And now for those of you who don't like my Freudian slip, Dr. Joseph Mengele was a German Nazi doctor that liked to conduct medical experiments on his detainees in the concentration camps, just so you know what we're dealing with here. And there's no rhyme or reason why Dr. Anthony Mengele, Fauci, there's no reason why he is allowed to get on camera and act like he's God, and we have to make him our God. Now, we know who our God is, right? While many blame the encroaching tyranny on incompetence, the evidence suggests that it's not incompetence at all. It was all planned this way. And Mickey Willis's new Plandemic Part 3 is going to be coming out fairly soon. Plandemic Part 3, you saw Judy Mikovits on number one. I'm sure a lot of you did. And it was released May 4th of 2020. It's had over a billion times viewed. I mean, it was huge. Plandemic Part 2 and Doctor Nation has been viewed more than 200 million times. So you have to understand the psychological diversion, according to Mickey Willis, has literally brainwashed a great deal of our population into fighting for these very wicked forces unknowingly and unwittingly. And this is a real problem because everybody is taught a long time ago when they were growing up in their formative years to trust the government. Well, what if the government can't be trusted? What if the justice system has been so corrupted you can't even trust a judge? And yes, I'm not saying all judges are bad. There are a lot of judges, like Arthur Shack, the former judge, the late judge in New York, who I used to quote a lot on my shows when I was talking about foreclosure defense. And this is the thing. For the last 12 years, I've spent all my time and energy throwing myself into people's issues with their mortgages and their deeds of trust and all the things that have gone wrong and why they're being foreclosed on and how to fight these things. And so I have done probably at least over 24 seminars across the country. People have seen me live. I'm on YouTube. It's not difficult. If you go to the Clouded Titles channel, we're there. There's some other news that you really need to be aware of. And we were talking about the number of people that are fighting back and just saying no. This is a real big thing. Even up in Canada, more than 40 Victoria police staff have been stood down and face losing their jobs after refusing to get the jab. And the thing is, 34 police officers and 9 protective service officers haven't complied with a vaccination order by the state's chief health officer. Now, we don't know how Canadian law works. We know how U.S. law works, and in order for it to be law, Congress has to pass it, right? Then whenever they say, we're introducing a bill, oh, that means they're going to spend money. Most people don't realize that. They all want to point a finger at Biden. They all want to point a finger at Trump. Somebody hates somebody, and they got reason why they hate him, and he was terrible. I can say, well, Trump was probably one of the better presidents we've had because he was a CEO, not a politician. And how do I know that? Because he opened his mouth a lot. He tweeted a lot. He made a lot of people very upset. I said he'd probably be more successful if he wouldn't keep telling the media through his tweets what he's doing. Look at the current administration. Nobody knows what's going on behind the scenes there. They're in a total state of confusion. Now, granted, did the former president that we just dismissed by a quote, vote of the people, unquote, did he not accomplish a lot of great things? I mean, you have to ask yourself, just look at the facts. We had a great energy independence program set up. The economy was doing well. The jobs market was doing well. But then when it came to, Operation Warp Speed, it's like, okay, how much did he know? When he got COVID, the vaccine wasn't here. What did they treat him with? Hydroxychloroquine. They treated him with all of the drugs that have been on the market for a long time that don't cost a lot of money to treat people with. And so, when you look at all of the things that we talk about or we're going to be talking about on this show with various health and medical professionals, understand we're doing this so that, we're kind of streamlining your educational process. This is the reason why our producers of the show, and God bless them, are out there doing the research, trying to get us people on here that are frontline contributors to the narrative, to the right narrative, not the wrong narrative, not what you hear on the Communist News Network. It's the narrative that you hear on programs like the Power Hour. And we appreciate your support. Buy us a cup of coffee online, too. You know how to do that, right? If you're a Power Hour listener, we thank you so much. And you want to talk and you want to contribute and engage a little social intercourse with me, the number to call is 844-769-2944. We are taking your calls and more than happy to entertain whatever is in your thought processes right now and anything we can do to help further your research. If you've got an issue with foreclosure, I'll bet you there's at least 100 people out there at this very moment that have the same issue with foreclosure as you do. So that's one thing I'm very familiar with, having written the book Clouded Titles. I can't, go. It takes me back to the day back in 2011 when I was invited to participate in a federal settlement conference in court. And there's this little entity out there called Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems, Inc., or MERS, which appears to pop up on a lot of people's mortgages and deeds of trust. And if you look at the face of your mortgage and you see that MIN with a big 18-digit number, you know that that's MERS, that they're involved and that all the information has been digitally recorded and uploaded into the MERS database, and it's all the property of the servicer and the people that are uploading it. MERS owns nothing. MERS can't be held liable, yet people are suing him constantly. And so what was really funny about this is I was introduced to MERS's attorney in court and outside of the courtroom before we went in to the settlement conference with a magistrate judge, who I later got to meet. And when the client told them what was going on and who I was, the person that was there representing him, the attorney, it was somebody from Wells Fargo Bank, was one of the VPs of MERS, turned as white as a sheet, and the attorney whisked him away. And when we got into the federal settlement conference, as soon as the judge walked in, the attorney for MERS stood up and started screaming and yelling at the judge, saying, "You got to get rid of this guy. He can't be here. He wrote a book. He's got a blog." And I'm like, ooh, they're watching me. Ooh, I must have hit a nerve. Otherwise, why would this MERS attorney be in federal court screaming at a magistrate to have me thrown out? Well, as it turns out, the magistrate didn't have me thrown out. In fact, the magistrate said, "I invited him here. He stays." And so, much to MERS's chagrin, they were very upset with that. And when we got in the jury room where they sequestered us during the mediation, the judge came in, shook my hand. I said, "Good morning, Your Honor." He goes, "What exactly is it you do?" And I said, "Well, I author several books, and I do research for attorneys involving chain of title and quiet title actions. And here's a copy of my book, Clouded Titles, with my compliments, Your Honor." And he looked at the cover of the book and started laughing. So that tells me the judges know what's going on. There is some mercy in the justice system. It's just the cases we're presenting are off point. Otherwise, we'd be winning more in the court system. So, you know, this is all part of the legal process, folks, and the part of knowing what to do and how the justice system works. And a lot of people walk into it blind. And, you know, one of our callers who I know is probably not blind is Tom in Michigan. How you doing, Tom?
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Yeah, you know, the first thing I wanted to say was, you know, when you're talking about, you know, the great things that Trump did for the country, and yeah, I thought he did a lot of things, you know, things, you know, I was a lot more happy with Trump in office, and, you know, but it kind of begs the question of, you know, as a country, nothing personal, but do we really deserve to do that good? I mean, you know, just because we're here and, you know, we have our flag and what have you, you know, if we're, you know, we're not living according to that internationally or, you know, other things, I mean, you know, that's something that, to me, that was, Trump was there to show us the way it could be if we were better, you know, people as a nation. I don't know if you wanted to comment on that.
I will, Tom. Thanks so much for your call. Well, in this particular the diatribe that you just spoke of, clearly for those of you Bible God-fearing people out there, in John 10:10, Christ said, "I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Now, this is not a religious program. I studied the Bible for 3 years. I'm an ordained minister when I'm not doing this and marrying people and doing funerals and whatnot. The thing is that it, you know, when you look at the fact that we started out as a God-fearing country, for people to make us feel any less than who we are as individuals is morally bankrupt. It's wrong. And you know, everybody deserves equality. Nobody deserves reparations. We didn't have reparations when people started working in this country. When our forefathers came here and set up our government, Ben Franklin was asked by a woman, "What kind of government have you wrought for us?" And he said, "A republic if you can keep it." Well, did we keep it? Are we worthy of that, Tom? I question that every day as a libertarian. I don't even ascribe to everything on the libertarian ticket, and I read the Cato Institute every day, and it's like half the time, half the people that are writing articles on the Cato Institute are all drinking the Kool-Aid. And it's like, okay, you know, I get this. This is one of the reasons why I have to separate myself in truth and I have to do the research. I always advocate doing the research, because if you're not, you're not informed. And I think that more and more every day, as the day goes by, we have more and more informed Americans that are actually willing to stand up and argue what matters. And they're arguing it factually. They come in, they're prepared with data, much the same as Stacey Langton. Now, she's the Virginia mom that went into the school board meeting at Fairfax High School in Virginia, and she confronted them, and she ended up getting her microphone cut off, and she and the school board got into a hellacious diatribe where she was quoting books that she found on their bookshelf that contained references to pedophilia. Okay, well, and the school board's excuse was, well, these are for high school students. Well, excuse me, aren't high school students impressionable? Aren't they moldable? You put them in front of authority figures. And thank God for you homeschoolers out there. I know what it is to homeschool a kid. So, you know, God bless you. God bless your parents that they're doing the right thing and you're learning the truth. And you get to listen to the show. More and more homeschoolers should listen to the show, because you get more of a snootful in 2 hours than you would sitting in a classroom all day being taught by a bunch of brain dead teachers that are all serving a teacher's union. And, you know, there are some good teachers out there, too. I'm not just making exceptions or just accusing the whole lot of them of being bad. There are a lot of them that actually have been fired from their jobs because they actually spoke up. They actually figured out what the truth was, and they said, you know, I can't do this anymore. And so, you know, we know that there are people out there that are not going to capitulate to this nonsense that are going on, but to be made to feel less than a human and less than what we really are, which are God's creatures, we deserve the best that we can work and earn a life doing. That is the whole point of this thing. You don't work, you don't eat. So the whole idea is, don't sit at home and draw unemployment. People want to see you in the workplace. They want you to communicate. This is part of our problem, because during this 18 months of COVID, we've all been inhibited. We have been shut down. Our whole systems, you know, we sat parked in front of mainstream media where they programmed us. Why do you think they call it programming? Because they're programming us to think a certain way so they can mold us into taking the jab and do what we tell you. I remember during a hurricane warning one time when I was down in Florida, the weatherman is screaming at me, listen to what I'm telling you. Do what you're told. And I'm like, boy, you got a lot of nerve. You're just a weather forecaster. And, you know, to me, I refer to half of these guys that don't know what they're talking about as weathermen on crack. So, it's one of these things that you can't always trust the narrative that you're hearing. But to be made to feel, Tom, like you're less than a human being, sorry, I can't share the viewpoint, but I appreciate yours, because there's probably a lot of other people out there that are thinking the same way you are. And, you know, there's been a lot of brouhaha in Michigan right now with people that are very dissatisfied with Governor Gretchen Whitmer. And, you know, God bless them, too, because we need their support. And we need their call-ins, too. Once again, the number 844-769-2944. For those of you who want to call in and chime in on any particular topic matter, a judge has temporarily barred a United States lab from placing unvaccinated workers on unpaid leave. So now what does that tell me? United Airlines has been putting employees on unpaid leave for seeking a medical or religious exemption from their requirement to get vaccinated against COVID. And apparently a lot of them think, hey, you know what? I don't want to get S1 spike proteins injected into my body, because God knows what they'll do to me. And understand something. The first shot is a half dose. The second shot is a full dose. That's another problem. You know, we'll get into more detail on that, because we got a couple of frontline spokespeople, Ty and Charlene Bollinger, that are going to be on the show tomorrow on the 19th. And that's live from 11 to 1 Central Time. So you definitely want to chime in if you want to be and participate in that program using our call-in number 844-769-2944 and ask those important questions of some of the frontline people that are out there fighting for your rights. And see, the thing is, we're going to win if we just say no. Just say you can't do it, I'm sorry, and it's like you have to then decide at what point in time do I have to lay down my life fighting for what I believe in, because this is what our forefathers did. And apparently America's lost sight of that fact. This is why we cannot eliminate history, because this is what causes it to be repeated. People forget what they hear. Destroying statues means nothing, because the history is there. It's in the books. Burning books, doing the Fahrenheit 451, all that garbage, it doesn't mean anything. What means to people is understanding when it is important to stand up for your rights. And a lot of people I've noticed lately are voting with their feet and not at the ballot box. One, because they don't trust the ballot box. They don't trust Dominion. They don't trust a lot of things about what happened in the last election. That's a big sore spot with a lot of people. If you don't know the term disenfranchised, look it up. Because a lot of voters, the 80 million some that voted for President Trump to be reelected, all felt disenfranchised and felt like their vote didn't matter. Well, you know, the thing is if the votes were stolen or manipulated or whatever the case may be, and the system is so rigged, well, you know, they say turnabout's fair play. And the most important thing you can do is stand up and say no to all of the garbage that's been going on and doing exactly what Stacey Langton did in front of the school board. They even got one of the school board members to resign and discovered that the superintendent of the Fairfax school district had knowledge of the sexual assault that occurred in that high school and did nothing about it. It covered it up. You know, to me, that's a DOJ referral waiting to happen. But, you know, because schools are federally funded, I mean, we can't allow that sort of thing to happen. Well, if enough phone calls got rung into the DOJ and to the congresspeople in Virginia, they might actually call the DOJ's office and say, what are you going to do about it? Which is why it's important to have your congressperson's and senator's number at your fingertips, because they want to hear from you. And the louder you bark, remember the old saying, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. That's what's important here in America if you want to turn your rights around. Also, something else that I was reading in a book, and I know you've probably seen Mark Levin on TV. He wrote the book called American Marxism. In the last chapter of that book explains all the procedures you need to do involving Freedom of Information Act requests. Now, this is an actual, legitimate type of request, and I'll discuss that on the other side of the break.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinuoraga, Oreganol Juice, Purely-C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay with the Power Mall. Stock up now on your winter wellness essentials from OptiVita Health with our buy two, get one 50% off sale. Save on OptiVita Silver Liquid, Silver Gel, Silver Lozenges, Vitamin C, Vitamin D, Super Krill Oil, and don't forget your Silver Spray Accessory Kit. Shop the sale until October 31st. To order, visit thepowermall.com. or call 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarest and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Once again, welcome back to the Power Hour. We are live at 12:32 p.m. Central Time. That's right, we're on from 11 to 1 every single day, and you can find us on thepowerhour.com. 844-769-2944 is our call-in number during those hours when we are live. Obviously, if you're dialing into thepowerhour.com and you see an archive broadcast, it means phone calls have already been taken and it's already been recorded. So, darn, you'll just have to dial in whatever your time zone is and listen in on thepowerhour.com. It's one of the easiest ways if you don't have access to a radio. We're also on shortwave too, WWCR and various other locations. And we appreciate you dialing in. Dave Krieger is my name. I'm your new show host. I don't know. People like to use the word new and improved. I'm not sure. I don't have a studio audience here that's chuckling. Here's something that you probably won't be chuckling about when you find out how your tax dollars are being spent. I sat down one day and I'm like, gee, I wonder how, you know, look at all the billions of dollars that Pfizer and Moderna are making off the jabs. Well, the U.S. is set to pay Merck, which is a pharmaceutical company. Now they're jumping in the game now. $712 per patient for a treatment course for its COVID-19 pill. The U.S. government is paying it, even as it costs a fraction of that to produce, and it's reportedly on track for a price of $12 in India. Now, $12 in India versus $712 in the United States, somebody is getting milked for this, and it's an antiviral agent. An antiviral agent. How do we know what's in that pill? Nobody has looked at it. It's molnupiravir. It's gigantic and emblematic of a problem. Some say requires Congress for the U.S. government to intervene, implementing price caps or utilizing so-called margin rights. Others, though, warn that such measures would curb innovation and lead to fewer drugs coming out of the market. Part of the problem that I think a lot of Americans have right now, we are having a very difficult time trusting Big Pharma, let alone the government, because Big Pharma is being made rich, filthy, stinking rich, into the billions, tens of billions of dollars, And I'm probably not saying something that you already haven't figured out for yourself. We have a lot of common sense people out there. Once again, I'd like to welcome our homeschoolers back to the program. I think it's so neat that your parents are letting you listen to the Power Hour. And I would love to talk to you to see what the difference is if you've been to public school and you're doing homeschooling and what you think the difference is. I would love to talk to you about that sometime if your parents will let you loose on the phone. And like I said, once again, we appreciate all of you and the opportunity to call in at 844-769-2944. That will never change. That will never change on this show. Now, before we went to the break, we were talking about the little thing called the Freedom of Information Act. Well, this is a form that you can actually go online and you can actually get a copy of a Freedom of Information Act request. And there are states, we call this Open Records Act requests. And that's another way that you can actually go in and get information from public officials and authorities about certain things that you have questions on, which what American Marxism by Mark Levin talks about in the last chapter of the book. And I'm not, you know, plugging the book. I want to talk to Mark Levin. I won't plug his book. Now, actually, Mark Levin is a brilliant man. But the thing I'm looking at is, when he's on, it's the same Fox News every night, rant after rant after rant. We get nowhere until you get to chapter 7 of the book, and it tells you how to get Freedom of Information Act requests out there and how to pester. And the thing is, you don't want to be, it's just like when we do qualified written requests under RESPA Section 6. Do you know that you can delay a foreclosure by 3 years minimum? Just by spacing out the number of requests you do in a qualified written request under RESPA Section 6, bet you didn't know that. This is something we've learned over time with all the research that we've done that we teach in the class. Because people, you know, frankly, if you're losing your job because you're not wanting to take the jab, you want to try to stay in your house as long as you can, if you get my drift. It's just one of these things where, hey, it's us against them, and them is the banks, and the banks have a contract with the government or USC 12 and USC 31. They have contracts, you know, with them to protect the banks. When the OCC, Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the currency office, they are the ones who regulate the banks. Yet when it comes to the subject of bankruptcy, they tell you, well, bankruptcy is nothing but a stall tactic. We're going to eventually get your house. I mean, this is what an attorney admitted to me on a Southwest flight from New Orleans to Dallas one day when I was going to teach a class. And I said, well, you're an attorney, aren't you? And he says, yeah. I said, what do you do? He says, well, I kind of like repossess everything that they don't pay their leases on. I'm like, okay. And he said, what do you do? And I said, well, I wrote this book and I explained him what I did. He goes, oh, you're just buying time. He says, you know, we're going to get the house anyway. And I go, well, you're awful cocky and confident in yourself. How do you know you're not going to get the house? There's been a lot of, you have to understand, folks, a lot of the cases where homeowners have won are not published for a reason, because they don't want to educate the rest of America. This is why when you go to traffic court, they hold all the not guilty pleas for after all the guilty people come up and plead guilty and pay their fines. They keep all the not guilty pleas because somebody's going to come up with something and they're going to educate the rest of the courtroom. Why do you think they don't want you to know these things? Folks, there's a rhyme and a reason for every little thing. And Freedom of Information Act request is another great way to get information out of a school board. It doesn't matter who it is that you, what government agency you're trying to get out of. If they're paid with tax dollars and these people are elected, you have the right to hit them with a Freedom of Information Act request. Just Google that. You can at least get away with that. They're not going to censor you for Googling Freedom of Information Act requests. And they actually have forms online that you can follow to get the information you want. And you can use that and beat up on your federal government agencies and your bureaucrats. I mean, it's a very useful tool. And thank you, Mark Levin, for reminding me of that, because we've used that on several different occasions to get at the bottom of things. The Open Records Act request for the states is another a great way to get at your state legislators and school boards and people that, you know, basically just not, if you don't think they're following the rule of law and or they're following the law at all, it's just like the superintendent at Fairfax School, you know, admitting virtually that he knew about the sexual assault yet covered it up. Well, that's a crime. Sorry. It's what it is. And you homeschool kids should be very, very glad that you are in the situation that you're in right now, because you're learning way more by the day And I can vouch for that, having taught my daughter in the same fashion. And just, you know, it was so funny watching her dissect a frog and the ew, you know, that I got. So, you know, she got through it. And the thing is that she had more smarts and graduated with more credit hours from the mainstream school than most of her classmates did. So it was a good thing. But you should know how your tax dollars are being spent. And as a taxpayer, you have the right to understand that. And for those of you out there that are working for a company that has more than 100 employees and you're facing this vaccine mandate and your bosses are going, gee, I just don't know what to do. Well, you know, there are such things as LLCs. And LLCs, if you do your research on this, you can have less than 100 employees under your LLC. And if you split the company up into multiple LLCs and set them up into multiple LLC payroll systems, you no longer have to mandate that the vaccine be given, because none of your spinoffs, your LLCs, actually have 100 employees. So it's not enforceable. But again, as we brought up in our first hour, the bigger problem with the current administration, led by somebody with the mental acuity of a 2-year-old, they're basically just, you know, saying, do as I say, but there's no code to back it up, which is why now you have all these GOP attorneys general from the other side of the aisle bouncing one lawsuit after another at the administration, telling them, okay, there's no code here. What gives you the right to tell us God-fearing, law-abiding American citizens, many of whom are gun-toting and are arming themselves to the teeth in preparation for another potential civil war in America? I mean, somebody's got that feeling, folks. I'm not just saying this on my own behalf. I'm not just spewing a diatribe to scare you. I am talking about why people are arming themselves if they didn't think we were going to have another bout of civil unrest. There's other things I am concerned about, too, which is China's just launching the supersonic missile. And the thing is if they sent that 275 miles up into the atmosphere over the center of America and detonated it, it would send us all back into the dark ages by a force known as electromagnetic pulse. This is something else that the United States government is very well aware of. They've had committees to research this. I've talked to people who are representatives that work with people inside government, and I've asked these cyber currency people, now you understand about EMP? And they said, yes, we do. It comes in three different forms, EMP 1, 2, and 3. EMP 1 basically takes out all your computer stuff, everything in the house, in 1/1,000,000,000th of a second, or a little more than that. Actually, I should give you at least the benefit of the doubt. It basically takes it out in a split second. The next thing is E2, which is the stuff that goes in and hits your transformers outside and blows them up. Makes them dysfunctional. Then there's E3, which disrupts the entire transmission line system, those big power lines you see. It totally disrupts them. And all of this happens within probably 3 seconds. It's over. And you're sitting there in the dark going, okay, why isn't anything working? Why isn't my cell phone working? Well, if they detonated 275 miles in the atmosphere, don't you think our cell phone satellites are going to be affected? So you can't call anyone. You can't do anything. And maybe this is another reason why Americans are arming themselves, is because of the fact that there's multiple scenarios that are playing themselves out. And see, the thing is, the EMP commission that the government had under the Trump administration has been disbanded. And the cybersecurity people I'm talking to are telling me it's not a matter of if, it's when. It's when. If you want to take out a country that's so dependent on electricity, just launch an EMP strike on them, and it'll put them all in the dark ages. Some parts of the country will be affected more than others. It just depends on the megatonnage and, you know, what they do. You know, the fallout is a non-issue here. It's electromagnetic pulse. And if you're not familiar with EMP, homeschool kids, here's a great science project for you to do some research on electromagnetic pulse. You'd totally blow your teacher away, because one, it's a current event. And it is, in fact, a working scenario. The government knows about it, but they're not telling Americans, hey, you need to prepare yourself. And, you know, that's why they make Faraday bags. That's why there's all, I mean, you preppers out there that are somewhat dependent on electricity. And I don't use the word prepper in a negative fashion. You know, our grandma and grandpa a long time ago used to prepare. They used to can and jar pickles. They had root cellars. I mean, it was totally cool. And in Victory Gardens, saved World War II. Yet they're trying to pass laws now to make it illegal to have a garden in your house. I'm just like, okay, folks, what else can they tell us that we have to say no to and just do it anyway? You know, these are the things, and I'm not a rebel rouser, folks. Like I said, governments are necessary. I'm not anti-government. But when you look at the way that this government is behaving, I think we can do better. My parents used to say, well, it's the best system we've got. I said, really? And we don't have the opportunity to change something that we don't like? My dad used to say, you made your bed, you lie in it. I said, really? How about if I just change the sheets? That's only superficial. You got to change the bed, folks. That's why they have the term bedfellows. It's who you hang with. You're known by who you associate with. So, you know, the idea these days, vote for the person and not the party. If you vote the party line, you're going to be disappointed every time. Now, that's my libertarian thought process coming out. It may make sense to some of you. You may agree. You may disagree. If you disagree and you want to give me a rational side of that argument, 844-769-2944. We still have a few minutes left over. Until we close out our first 2 hour segment here on the Power Hour, and you can talk to me and tell me, you know, what's on your mind. You know, we have a lot of other things going on in the world of the law, which is one of my favorite subject matters. Now imagine if you were a Texas clerk, a district clerk, and you divided up potential jurors by region and race to assemble jury veneers in an idiosyncratic system that could potentially lead to thousands of overturned verdicts. According to Texas Monthly, a district clerk in Brazoria County, Texas has done just that. Texas law says potential jurors are supposed to be selected at random from the pool of people called to jury duty, but former Brazoria County District Clerk Rhonda Barchak, quote, divided up jurors by geographical region and then by race to assemble panels for criminal, civil, and family law trials, unquote, according to Texas Monthly. Now, Texas Monthly is a legal magazine, okay? Understand that I get a lot of this stuff from the ABA Journal. For those of you who would like to go on and subscribe, you don't have to be an attorney to find out what's going on in the law. And you find out that the ABA folks up there in Chicago at the headquarters are a little bit liberal in their thinking. So it's a welcome sign to see how many judges and attorneys are getting busted, sanctioned, suspended for doing things that are just flat out wrong. It actually gives me a little bit of hope for the justice system in America that we actually have resources like this that we can go look at. This is the thing. This is a Republican clerk. She was a district clerk since 2010. She resigned in August as Brazoria County District Attorney Tom Selleck, not related to the actor, asked the Texas Rangers Public Integrity Unit to investigate. Now, this is not the baseball team. This is the Texas Rangers, the actual criminal investigation division. They have a public integrity unit, and now they're looking into what she did. Her lawyer, Chip Lewis, told Texas Monthly Barchak's intent was to assemble a representative cross-section of the county's population, and he explained how it worked. County residents are summoned to jury duty based on an electronic list provided by the Texas Secretary of State. Most county clerks divide up the potential jurors for trial veneers by drawing juror cards from a stack or by using technology to make a random selection. Instead, Barchak sorted juror cards into two piles, one for residents of Pearland, the county's largest city. The other was for residents outside Pearland. Then the two geographical piles were divided into white and non-white jurors. Can you see where this is going? We got four stacks of cards here used to assemble jurors for the week's trials, although the process used in that point is unclear. But if she was aiming for a veneer that reflected the county's population, according to Texas Monthly, she had a problem. The population's become more diverse, changing from 51% non-white to 59% non-white in the years since 2015. And so can you see where this is going? This is one of the things where if you don't keep an eye on what your government is doing, and this is the local government, a lot of people say you can't change what's going on inside the Beltway except at voting time. And a lot of people, you know, they're very frustrated with their state governments, is why certain red states see a migration influx of not just the illegal aliens from the border, but they actually are seeing them from blue states, you know, which reminds me of the old Dr. Seuss saying that I made up. one state, two state, red state, blue state. You know, it's like this is, if you look at the history behind the Civil War, where were we? 13 states seceded from the Union. Now think about that. Think about history and how it's replaying itself. You see all the people from the blue states who can't tolerate and don't think that they can change and make a difference in the blue state are packing up, selling their house to somebody that will tolerate the red blue state behavior, and they're moving to the red states because they're freer in the red states. They don't have mask mandates. They don't have vaccine mandates. Some states like Texas have passed more gun laws where, you know, it may be legal to own a silencer. I mean, there's some really interesting laws coming up on the books that if people did the research, they would find out, and this goes back to my old mantra, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any. And so if there's anything that I have said that doesn't have a ring of truth to it, please get on the phone right now, 844-769-2944. Call me up and chew me out, right? No, don't do that. Just be civil. Make your conversation have some really good, rational meat. I like red meat. Red meat is fun, especially if you can attribute sources when you call. You know, I don't want you to be confused, folks, because we are not in a state of confusion. God is not the author of confusion, that he should lie. You know, everything is right there in the Word for those of you who believe, for those of you who are marginal, which, you know, just kind of like, well, where is he now? Well, he's up there, but you just don't know it until you put your faith in him. The whole idea is to make common sense, rational decisions about the way you behave, the way you treat others, and to communicate with others as rightfully as possible. And be civil, and be friendly, and help other people. This is what we did before this 18-month lockdown, and everybody was isolated and programmed to be individuals. Because, see, oh, no, you can't be an individual anymore. Everything has got to be for the collective good. See, that's socialism, folks. I don't think America really could tolerate it. It looks great on paper, but in practice, it's terrible. That was one of my poli-sci in college was one of my favorite classes. And we always used to make fun. And every time that the college professor got in over his head with some of the subject matter, we were on communism and Stalinism at one time. And we stopped the teacher in midstream and we said, hey, Fred, how's your love life? And he goes, Krieger, why are you bringing this up? And I said, I'm just stalling for time, Fred. And all the classes, you can just hear him in the background going, ooh. So anyway, you know, you find these little interesting stories, but see, hey, that's what America is made up of, stories. You have one. That's why we have a toll-free number to call, 844-769-2944, because you have a story to tell and your voice needs to be heard. So please don't be shy about calling in. I won't bite, but I will ask you for the facts. I will ask you for the data. Because see, everybody is, we have truth seekers that listen to thepowerhour.com. And if you're listening live to us now, you have the opportunity to call in between 11 and 1 Central. And as I said, this is my first broadcast, Dave Krieger. I have done this. I've been in radio since 1968. I've won national and state news award, and that 50 cents will get you a cup of coffee. That's the radio biz talking. That's not me. But that's just the way it is. And if you thought that your Halloween was going to be more disrupted than it is, the word spooky has been banned as a racial slur by the National Theatre of Scotland ahead of Halloween, although nobody complained about it. National Theatre of Scotland has banned the word spooky from its shows, noting the term often associated with Halloween performance had racist connotations linked to its use during the Second World War. Well, see, I thought we always used to call the CIA guys spooks. I didn't think that was a racial term at all. I thought it was definitive. You know, at least when I was in during Vietnam, we always called them spooks, you know, because they were always behind the scenes. So I guess it's what you take away from all of this. It's not one of these kinds of things where I believe, you know, way back when we could tell all sorts of corny jokes and make inferences to people's heritage and nationalities and get away with it because, you know, there was always a comeback. And it's like, okay, what changed? What changed is you got locked down for 18 months. You sat in front of the TV because you didn't have anything else to do other than watch Netflix and mainstream media programming, which was designed to alter your belief system. You were discouraged from doing a lot of things that you did as a law-abiding, God-fearing, gun-toting American citizen. And see, now you can come out of your shell It's okay. We can do this. You can do it together. You can do it with this show. This show is an outlet like none other that I have seen over the years when Joyce Riley had it and other guest hosts have had it. The whole idea is it's supposed to be informative and it's supposed to contain your input. So make a note of our toll-free number, 844-769-2944. If you like sitting around with a phone in your ear all day and looking important at your desk, you can dial in 717-946-6915 and select option 2, and you can just sit there and listen to the phone and make yourself looking important in your cubicle. No, it's not like that, really. So what can I say? It's been a lot of fun. We're going to try to get Heidi St. John on again tomorrow, and we've got Ty Bollinger. Now, Ty and Charlene, I have been trying to get on with these folks on the other show, and like Dr. Mercola, have had nothing but problems getting a hold of them. And why is that? It's not because they don't want to talk. A lot of these American frontline doctors, they definitely want to talk. But the situation is that they're so busy because everybody wants their ear. And so if I can leave you with a parting comment, if there is an issue in your family, we have americasfrontlinedoctors.org. And you can call and you can find out which doctor can treat you locally for COVID and where to get your pharmacy prescription filled. If we didn't give you at least a little piece of information, we wouldn't be doing our job. It's just another link, another item that we have discovered exists. So anyway, it's been fun. Dave Krieger with you, and we will join you tomorrow for another episode of The Power Hour. Listen to us archived on thepowerhour.com, and we thank you so much for joining us. Have a blessed day.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.